Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the podcast. Well, the trial finally started. Trial I didn't think would happen. Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. Still not sure how he's going to win this thing. I really don't. Not after the court ruling in the UK, calling him a wife beater. Just don't know how he's going to win. A little bit of new information today, but a lot of it is stuff that we heard back in July of 2020. But, you know, it is underway, and a jury did hear some new shocking claims. Not a lot, but we had opening statements. We also had Johnny Depp's sister on the stand. But Amber's lawyers say that she was sexually abused by Depp on more than one occasion. Sexually abused. And one of the attorneys representing Amber claimed that Depp penetrated the actress, quote, with a liquor bottle during a three-day hostage situation in Australia in March 2015. Both actors who were in court, they obviously have very different accounts of the trip, which they both testified to back in July of 2020, and I'll talk about that in a second in case you have forgotten. But this trip supposedly ended with Depp severing the tip of his finger. Well, he did sever the tip while he was filming the fifth Pirates of the Caribbean movie. And later during her opening statement, Amber's attorney accused Depp of sexually assaulting Heard again in the Bahamas in December 2015 and said that Amber will testify about the verbal, emotional, and physical sexual abuse she endured during the trial, which is expected to last about 6 weeks. So what about this hostage situation? Well, if you remember back in July of 2020, Amber, I believe it was maybe day or two, day three of her testimony, and she answered questions about this three-day hostage situation. She has used those same terms previously. And she told the court that Johnny launched alcohol bottles at her like grenades. And Johnny, remember, and I'll talk about his testimony in a bit, said that it was Amber who threw bottles in a rage. And one of those bottles severed the tip of his finger. Both of them during the trial denied they were abusive. And in the witness statements that were brought forth in the trial back in 2020, Amber detailed 14 instances of abuse at the hands of Depp. And one of those was during this March 2015 hostage situation when Depp was filming in Australia. And Amber said at the time, the best way I can describe what happened in Australia is that it was like a three-day hostage situation and that Johnny had already been using and had a bag of drugs. Quote, I was in a remote house at least 20 minutes from help where I could not leave, was trapped and isolated with a violent person suffering from manic depression, bipolar disorder in a pattern of repeated drug-induced psychosis and violence, who was on a multiple-day drug and alcohol binge. Over the course of those 3 days, there were extreme acts of psychological, physical, emotional, and other forms of violence. Now, she didn't say anything about sexual assault back in 2020. She did say, it's the worst thing I've ever been through. I was left with an injured lip and nose and cuts on my arms. And she said that the fight erupted over Johnny Depp's drinking. Depp, back in his testimony, which was 2 weeks prior to Amber's, said that the two argued when he asked her to sign a post-nuptial agreement, which she denied. Quote, this is what Amber said. He had given up the drinking for a while. It was on a list of, if this happens, I leave. He was taunting me to take the bottle and would revoke it when I reached. She explained that when Depp was sober, he'd usually be grateful she saved his life by standing up to him about the booze, so she assumed that would happen again. I got the bottle a second time and I smashed it on the floor between Johnny and me. I think it snapped something in him. He started picking up bottles and was using them like grenades or bombs, throwing them one after the other in my direction. I felt glass breaking behind me. I retreated into the bar and he didn't stop. I was too scared to look behind me. I felt glass hitting my arms. He threw all the bottles that were in reach except one, which was a celebratory magnum-sized bottle of wine. There had been 30 or so bottles in the bar. This is what she said. And Johnny's attorney at this time, like I said, July 2020, asked Amber if she was the one who threw the alcohol bottles, because that's what Johnny had testified to. And Amber says, no, I didn't throw the bottles, and also denied the actor's claim she burned a cigarette out on his cheek. Quote, no, Johnny burned his cheek right in front of me. He often did things like that. And then Johnny's attorney asked, you would get yourself into rages on some occasions. And Amber replied, sometimes I would get angry, but not to the extent of throwing something offensively. Sometimes I get angry and lose my cool, yes. And Amber claimed the only time she threw things at Johnny was to escape Johnny when he was beating me up. And on that day that Amber testified for the third day, her makeup artist was called. And she testified that she had to conceal Heard's bruises, ripped out hair, and a cut lip ahead of the actress's appearance on the Late Show with James Corden following an argument with Depp. And the makeup artist didn't want to testify for fear that her career in Hollywood would suffer, but was compelled to give evidence. She had tried not to, and the judge said, no, you got to. And that was the, I think, December 2015 incident. And Amber said that that was one of the worst and most violent nights of her relationship, even more so than the Australia night. She said that the pair got into an argument at their LA penthouse where Johnny grabbed me by my throat, pushed me to the floor, and hit me in the back of the head. He grabbed my hair, slapped me in the face, and screamed and swore at me, saying that he was going to kill me. He was dragging me all over the carpet. She claimed he pushed her face into the mattress, smothering me and pulling out more hair, and I was suffocating. And then the makeup artist testified that Amber told her about the fight when the actress called her to come to the penthouse. And when she arrived, the makeup artist said there were broken picture frames, glass on the floor, and words written in gold paint on a table. And that Heard was upset, furious with a lot of emotion, and she was quite distressed. And it was the next day that she came back to get Amber ready for an appearance on James Corden's show. She said there was a cut or scab on Amber's lip. She had minimal discoloration on the corners of her eyes by her nose. And I used concealer to try and conceal some of the bruises. And Amber's signature lip color was red, so we had no other choice than to use it. And she was asked about the bruises. And the makeup artist said, to my recollection, they were not that dark or inflamed yet. I don't remember having trouble covering them. So then you look on the TV and they showed the appearance and no injuries were visible. And Johnny Depp's attorney, one of the stylists for Johnny Depp, saw Amber that day with no makeup on and testified she saw no visible injuries. So, I mean, that's kind of what went on in July of 2020 when Amber testified. Back to today. Now, Johnny's suing Amber for $50 million over this 2018 op-ed she wrote for the Washington Post, in which she wrote she's a public figure representing domestic abuse. The online version was called, I spoke up against sexual violence and faced our culture's wrath. That has to change. And Amber didn't name Johnny, but his attorneys argue it's clear she was referring to the actor and that it caused significant impact on Depp's family and his ability to work. And then Amber is countersuing for $100 million. I've talked about it before. You know, one of the things you have to do is you have to claim damages, prove damages. And Johnny Depp did have damages because he was fired from Pirates of the Caribbean. However, he landed Fantastic Beasts and he was making the same amount of money. So there's no damages. And then after he lost the wife beater thing, then he lost Fantastic Beasts. Now, Johnny Depp's attorney spoke first today, and they brought up the sexual assault claim. They called it a lie. And Johnny's attorney declared in court that Amber was the aggressor in the relationship. He highlighted how the actor's famous exes, including Winona Ryder, Kate Moss, and Vanessa Paradis, with whom he shares his two children, have never accused him of abuse. I would like to see what Kate has to say under oath about it. But Johnny's attorney said the evidence will show that Heard is lying about being assaulted and that Amber's a profoundly troubled person and claimed images her team intends to show depicting the abuse could be manipulated. And the attorney went on to say the only medical report of an injury during the relationship was a severe one sustained by Mr. Depp after an argument shortly after their marriage, referring to Australia. And the attorney said Amber threw a vodka bottle at him that hit his hand and exploded, severing the end of one of his fingers. I'm just trying to think about that part for a second. You throw the bottle, it's going to hurt, right? It hit his hand and exploded. So it had to be empty? Because if it hits your hand, it's probably not going to explode in your hand. If it's full, it's going to hurt. You might break your hand. And then if it falls to the ground and shatters, then, you know, the glass could fly up. But this made it sound as if she threw it at his hand and it exploded when it hit his hand. What about this injury? When Johnny testified back in 2020, he claimed that it was Amber who assaulted him, that she was responsible for cutting off the fingertip. And basically, again, Amber, you know, said that she was abused 14 times. And the son's attorney, because remember, he wasn't suing Amber in this trial in the UK. He was suing the son. Amber was just brought into it. So on that day that Johnny was testifying about the Australia incident, the son's attorney, Sasha Wass, focused, you know, on these Australia things. And Johnny was asked about subjecting her to this 3-day ordeal of assaults while he was high on drugs and drunk. And he said, "I vehemently deny it and will go as far as to say it's pedestrian fiction." He admitted that the relationship felt like a constant tailspin and recalled telling Heard several times, "Listen, we're a crime scene waiting to happen." But he maintained that he was never violent. So then the son's attorney claimed Depp held Amber by her hair, slapped her face, smashed her head against the fridge, spit at her, told her he hated her, threw bottles at the wall, shoved Heard against a ping pong table, which collapsed, and ripped the phone off the wall. That caused the injury to his finger. And Johnny denied each accusation, saying, "Not true, no ma'am," or "fabrication." Depp did agree that the pair got into an argument. And he said, "She was unwilling to sign a prenup. My attorneys tried to get her to sign a postnup." And remember, in this March 2015, this Australia hostage situation, as Amber calls it, they had got married just a few weeks earlier. And according to Johnny Depp, during his testimony in 2020, Amber got frustrated and started yelling at him over being asked to sign the post-nuptial agreement. And Wass, the attorney for the son, contended the argument exploded because he was drunk and taking drugs like ecstasy. And the actor denied taking drugs but admitted to falling off the wagon with alcohol. And Johnny did note that it was a possibility, and this is kind of, he noted it's a possibility. They also argued over accusations she was having affairs with the leading men in her films. That seems to me that he doesn't have a perfect memory about that night. Because it's a possible we were arguing about the guys. So you're kind of leaving yourself open to, well, you remember that part but not another part kind of thing. And Amber had been shooting a movie with Billy Bob Thornton. And during his testimony, Johnny Depp did admit to being jealous when she worked with James Franco. And Johnny said in his testimony that it was Amber who was violent in Australia, that she threw alcohol bottles at him, with one ultimately cutting off the tip of his finger. His quote was, "After Miss Heard threw the second vodka bottle at me, which severed the tip of my finger and crushed the bone, is when I began what I would feel as some species of nervous breakdown. I didn't want to live at that time." And during that day, the court was shown photos of walls in their rental home painted with his injured finger. And the house had about $150,000 in damages. And Johnny agreed the couple wrecked the house, but he said that Amber was responsible for most of the damage. Now, Wass did corner Johnny Depp during this cross-examination because she asked Johnny Depp about an email he had sent to his doctor at the time. In the message, he accused Amber of having an obsession with herself and only being interested in fame. I could see that. But the defense argued he admitted to injuring his finger himself. This was the quote in the email. "I'm so very sad. I cut the top of my middle finger off. What should I do? I'm so embarrassed." And then Johnny said, "That doesn't mean to say I myself did it." And the attorney replied, "Are you serious? Because, I mean, I'm so very sad. I cut the top of my middle finger off. What should I do? I'm embarrassed." And so then Johnny was referring to the 3-day hostage situation. And he said, "Amber claims that during these 3 days, I subjected her to a variety of what sounds like torture and other abuse. These sick claims are completely untrue." And he admitted to breaking his sobriety on that trip by drinking vodka after a sustained period of verbal abuse and endless aggression from Amber. "After I unsuccessfully sought refuge and peace from her," I guess he means refuge, "in one locked bathroom after another. I understand that Amber makes references to a bottle of Jack Daniels in her first witness statement. There was no Jack Daniels on the property. I know that because if there had been, I would have definitely drunk Jack Daniels rather than vodka when I finally broke down and sought the solace of alcohol for the first time in a very long time." Sounds legit. And then he said, my finger was cut off by Amber throwing a large handle vodka bottle at me, and that he called his security guard shortly after the incident, and he was eventually taken to the hospital. And he said, testified, quote, it's important to remember that my 24-hour-a-day security guards were right outside the property during this incident the whole weekend, and Amber knew that. At no point did she seek help from them while she claimed she was undergoing a 3-day hostage ordeal. My thoughts on that are, his security guards, would they, they're employed by him. Are they going to help Amber? That's just a question. And Johnny said that the property manager who escorted Amber back to Los Angeles did not see any damage to her face where she claimed I had been savagely striking her. The truth is she did not sustain any injuries at all during the weekend of March 8th while I suffered grievous injuries, including a severed finger and a cigarette stubbed out on my cheek. I mean, the son's attorney asked Deb, or said that by the end of the marriage, you were routinely using violence against Ms. Heard when you were intoxicated and when you were angry. And Amber also, I guess, had claimed that Johnny trashed her closet, slapped her, headbutted her, causing 2 black eyes. And Johnny said that Amber was the aggressor and he had only tried to restrain her to stop her flailing and punching me. So back to today. Now, Johnny and Amber, they met filming The Rum Diary, right? Began dating during the press tour in 2011. And then they split in May 2016 after 15 months of marriage. And Johnny's team in this trial in Virginia is going to call witnesses, including LAPD officers who responded to a disturbance call on May 21st, 2016, and will testify that they did not see any of the alleged property damage, and that officers determined there had been no violence and no crime. Okay, you know, that May 2016 thing has always been kind of iffy. I get that. But what this judge in the UK was like, you know, 14 different times that Amber is alleging violence. I mean, just time after time after time after time. The May 21st one, I've always said it's been kind of iffy. And so he brings them, that's one day. Now, Amber's attorney today said that Johnny is an obsessed ex-husband hell-bent on revenge and that the case hinges on the First Amendment. So the attorney said, quote, there's absolutely nothing false about that statement. Referring to the 5 words in the op-ed that Amber wrote about being a public figure representing domestic abuse. And the attorney went on to say, try as he might take it away, Amber's free speech gives her the right to say that. Adding that Amber suffered physical, emotional, verbal, and psychological abuse. That's the truth. And a court in the UK agreed. As for the title of the op-ed, Amber's attorney told a jury that while Amber did not write or approve the headline that was posted online, the actress did suffer sexual violence at the hands of Johnny Depp. And said further, said, you will hear in the most graphic and horrifying terms about the violence that she suffered straight from her. And Amber's attorney agreed that Depp's career is in a free fall, but that it's because of problems Johnny created, and said that the actor's poor choices brought him to the courtroom like his own refusal to commit to sobriety. Substance abuse, going to be a big deal, because Amber, of course, says a lot of these instances of abuse were when Johnny was high or drunk. And Amber's attorney claimed today that Johnny spent $100,000 a month for a concierge doctor that prescribed many medications and that Depp did drugs like cocaine and ecstasy. He claimed that Johnny was drunk and on drugs when he punched and kicked Amber during the Australia incident, dragging the actress across the floor over broken bottles before sexually assaulting her. And like I said, the sexual assault thing is new. My question is, and this is, how come Amber didn't bring that up during the July 2020 testimony? Because if somebody's penetrating you with a wine bottle or a vodka bottle, that seems like a big deal and something that you would want to throw out there. Did somebody make the conscious decision because of the headline in the Washington Post op-ed about sexual violence that they were going to save it for this? I don't know. How come she didn't bring it up before? She was bringing up everything else, and I'm just saying that that is something that is spectacular. Something that would definitely shock. So she could have brought it up then and again now. I do wonder how come that was not brought up. So Johnny's older sister, Christy, was the first witness called to the stand this afternoon. And she testified about the abuse they endured growing up from their mother, who was physically and verbally abusive. And Johnny's sister said that Johnny vowed never to be like that, and that he, and Johnny was emotional. He wasn't crying, but he was emotional during the testimony when his sister talked about their upbringing. And Johnny's sister worked as Johnny's assistant for years and testified she always booked an extra hotel room when Amber and Johnny traveled together in case the actor needed a place to hide, like he did when he was a child. She also testified that she never witnessed any altercation between Johnny and Amber. She did hear Amber insult Johnny. Quote, she called him an old fat man. And another example she gave was when Amber learned that Dior was interested in having Johnny Depp star in a campaign, and Amber's reaction was disbelief and disgust. Dior is about class and about style. You don't have style. That's apparently what Amber said, and that's according to Johnny Depp's sister. So then Amber's lawyers obviously cross-examined Johnny's sister, and they said, hey, you're invested in Johnny's finances as an employee, and his finances have dissipated since the abuse allegations. And they also tried to establish that Johnny's sister knew that Johnny was off the rails with drugs and alcohol during the couple's relationship. She denied it, though. And I believe that they showed her text messages that she sent him, like, stop doing coke, stop drinking kind of thing. But she says, no, that's just taken out of context. I mean, for the first day, pretty good stuff. I mean, when you're talking about dramatics, again, I honestly, for the life of me, don't see how Johnny wins this case. Now, it's going to a jury, and a jury could rule against Amber Heard, rule for Johnny, and, you know, come up with some kind of damages. I just think that in an appeals court, or maybe even the judge right away would throw it out. And an appeals court, I gotta say they're gonna throw it out. I don't see, as somebody who, you know, kind of talks about this, thinks about it every day when writing blind items, I just don't see it. I don't see how Johnny wins. And what if Amber wins? What if her countersuit for $100 million? How is Johnny ever going to pay that back? Ever? And I heard the I think this is over the weekend. I mean, Warner Brothers got involved in these settlement talks. Everybody tried to get involved in these settlement talks, and they just couldn't. Does Johnny just want his day in court? The problem is that it's just going to be worse. It's being televised. What producer's going to say, you know, Johnny, we'd love to have you. It doesn't bother us that you, you know, sexually assaulted Amber with a liquor bottle. I mean, if he had dropped that, nobody would even know because it didn't come up in July of 2020. So he's going and going and going. But what happens if he loses? Maybe the jury says, nobody wins. You know, everybody pay your own legal costs or something like that. But I got to say right now, it doesn't look great for Johnny. And his sister said, I never saw an altercation between them. So, and then she has the text and everything. This is going to be a very interesting trial. And I'm not going to do one of these every single day, but I definitely wanted to do one for the first day. And we'll probably do maybe a summary over the weekend of what happened the rest of the week, unless, of course, there are some kind of fireworks. And then I'll, hey, everybody, like that. And we'll be back talking about it. All right. I'll talk to you guys later.